Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. Happy Tuesday. La-ti-da, la-ti-da, la-ti-da. We are dancing. We are separate yet again. I am in Chicago fighting for my life. We're all fighting for our lives. It's fantastic. But of course, we would never leave you guys hanging. We are here to bring you a little bit of news that happened with Taylor and company over the weekend.
Yep.
And I think now is the perfect time to do it. Gia, first of all, oh my God, the wedding. We didn't even get to discuss. Most beautiful wedding in the world.
10 out of 10 weekend. Just like was the best weekend ever. Despite the weather, it just was amazing. And Francesca was so chill about it. Like, I don't think I've ever seen a more chill bride ever. And yeah, I mean, it was just beautiful.
She really is like just absolutely go with the flow, hanging out, you know, figuring, yeah, you know, just not upset. Like I would have been, you know, like I'm a dramatic person, and like one little thing goes wrong and then it's like dominoes for me. I've never seen someone so like chill, composed, and like whatever about the whole thing, knowing that like everything was still stunning. And
yeah,
the days were so full of love. Like it was just like, it really
I
was.
Know.
Like,
We,
you know, your family's so wonderful, and it's just great.
Could not stop crying. Like, and it was cute. Yeah. Like when we had like a brunch on Sunday, and you know, the Eagles played. So it was so fun. And my family was there for a pretty long time. And I think it was like 9 o'clock they left. And my mom just kind of just like started getting emotional. And we're all just like, yeah,
Of
it's
course.
finally over, like whatever. And then we just did like a big family group hug. And we
Oh
were
my
all,
God.
it was
Oh
really,
my God, I'm gonna cry my eyes.
it was really sweet. Like it was just
That's amazing. It's wonderful.
a lot of good emotions and love for each other. And yeah, I feel like it was, I just felt very grateful for everyone and family, and just, it was just the most beautiful weekend. Seriously.
It really was. And,
Yeah.
And yeah, like we said, just so full of love, watching the love that your whole family has for each other, the love that Joe's family has for Fran, your family has for Joe. Like, it's just, it was such a, you know, you couldn't have asked for a more like heartfelt, romantic weekend, honestly.
Yeah.
So it was beautiful. And even though, yeah, the rain sucked, but Martha's Vineyard, I loved, and I can't wait to go back when it's sunny.
Yeah, I know.
It was fantastic. Had some delicious food the whole time. Just
Did you get
really
your lobster
looked
roll?
good. What's that?
Did you get a lobster roll?
We did. We went to Lookout Tavern for
Oh,
lunch.
right. I
Yeah.
remember you told me that. Yeah, yeah,
Which
yeah.
was really good. Really good. I love that. But I really loved 19 raw. Like that
Yeah.
was fucking delicious. Like what a meal, you know? It was
Yeah,
really good.
that's my favorite restaurant on the island by far.
Oh, so good. And the food at the wedding was insane. I like licked my plate clean. I've never, you know, I never do that. And I was like, oh my fucking God, it was so good. I got like the steak and there was risotto. Like it was unbelievable.
I was so nervous for my speech that I literally couldn't eat. I
Of
just,
course, you crushed it. You were
oh,
so
thanks.
good. Absolutely seamless, heartfelt. People were like, oh, like the whole, like, I know it's hard to like take in everyone's reactions, like while
Yeah.
you're giving a speech like that, but everyone was like, you know,
I like
it's,
blacked out during it, but yeah, I
it
got
was
some
awesome. You
good
didn't stumble
feedback.
over.
I seemed
Sorry.
normal.
No, you didn't stutter once. Like you were so on it. Like every word was perfect. The speed was perfect. The message was clear. Like it was fantastic. Fantastic job.
Oh,
Excellent.
thank you. Thank you. Thank
So
you.
good.
Yeah.
But so yeah, unfortunately, these fabulous weekends, they do come to an end, and
I
it's
know.
sad. But thankfully, we get to still, you know, look at photos for the next like month and
I'm
a half.
never going to be able to stop looking at photos. As Francesca keeps sending like the professional pictures, like they
Yeah.
just make me so emotional. Like they're just so cute. And the photographers, one girl, I remember her name was Emma, but they just did such a good job of like capturing like the and it just looks like it's out of a film with the umbrellas and the rain, and it's black and white, and it's like a little out of focus. Oh, it's just so
The
perfect.
umbrella photos that she was posting, I commented, I was like, these umbrella photos are the most romantic things I've ever seen. Like
I know.
now I'm like, I need to have a wedding. I need it for it to rain because I need to be having umbrella photos. Like they're
No, I know.
beautiful.
That's the like one of
But
the biggest things.
this one where they're walking, like I
I
can't, I
know.
can't. And right, the black and white, this is unfucking
That
believable.
one's
Like
unbelievable.
I'm about to post this on my own story. Love this one. Like I really am. It's
Yeah.
unbelievable. Like It truly, like, you know, totally made you know, lemonade out of lemons. And it was just, yeah, top to bottom, 10 out of 10, 20 out of 20. Everybody in Chicago is asking about it. You know, as soon as we all, Rhea and I got here, and as soon as that happened, everybody was like, "How's the wedding? Show us photos, tell us everything." Like, everyone was so excited. So
It was
it's good
just
stuff.
fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. And I'm glad we got to experience it together.
I know. It really did make it like extra sweet. So
Yeah,
that was
really.
just good stuff. Good stuff all around. But yeah, so we are, let's see, we have to go back in time a little bit because last time we spoke was obviously Wednesday, and a few things have happened in the Swiftyverse. You know, we have a couple of small men coming out of the woodwork. We've got you know, Taylor's going out to dinner. We got Travis, you know, is he good at football anymore? A lot of things to talk about. So let's talk first about the elephant on Twitter, Zach Bryan.
Oh my God. It's just like, I don't know what I was watching unfold on Twitter, but I just couldn't even. Hold on, let me close my window because it's so loud.
Okay, I can't hear it, but go ahead.
Oh, you can't.
No. So don't have to worry about that.
Okay, good. But yeah, no, I was watching it kind of happen in real time, and I was just like, uh-oh, this is not gonna end well.
So the I don't I we obviously or I don't know him at all. I don't know if you mean, you know, we don't really know.
I've
And
never met him. I
we
mean,
have
actually,
this,
I did meet him once.
oh, okay, yeah. We have this connection because one of our coworkers is dating him. And so it's kind of a, you know, she didn't go on a tweet rampage about Taylor Swift, so I don't feel so bad talking shit about him. Like, I don't know why he went off. I think he blamed it on, well, okay,
He
I'm
said
getting
he was like
ahead of
drunk
myself.
tweeting, I think.
So he first started tweeting like, "I miss the old Kanye," which people talk about all the time, and I don't disagree with that. Everybody misses old Kanye when he wasn't like a freak Nazi like psychopath and putting out good music. Everyone loved Kanye West, and then, you know, shit happens, and now nobody likes him anymore and whatever. So he's kind of started out tweeting like that. It seemed a little scattered. It was like, you know, a bunch of tweets in a row, like whatever's going on,
He
whatever,
has a
and then.
tendency to tweet like a 15-year-old kid.
Yeah, exactly. And so then he tweets Kanye West greater than Taylor Swift, and then
Like Eagles greater than
Eagles
Chiefs.
greater than Chiefs.
And then he
And
said, "Who's with me?"
who's with me? And it's like,
No one.
no one, not in this context, like no one's with you on this. Like, why are you like, if you just say, "I like Kanye, I like the Eagles," you don't have to make the direct comparison. You don't have to shit on people. You don't have to do whatever. And it's just like, all of these artists who, I mean, they're, you know, I don't know if there are so many, but anyone that ends up talking shit in this way that has nothing to fucking do with Taylor Swift or her life or anything just looks foolish to me. And I don't understand the mindset of that. And he ended up, somebody was like, you know, replying me, like, "You should delete your whole account. Like, this is crazy." And so he did. He deleted the tweets and he deleted his whole account. And then the next day came on and read a big apology, or I don't
Posted
know,
like a
like a,
bunch of he posted like a bunch of Taylor Swift songs like on a story. It was like, gonna go listen to this song. Like, I love Taylor, whatever. I think it was a little like, I don't want to use the word like cowardice, but like, it just like
No,
looks
Gia.
bad to be like Kanye over Taylor, and then to be like, "I'm so sorry, Taylor Swift. I'm blah blah blah." Like, okay, dude. Like, clearly you just made a stupid drunk tweet. Like, this 10-page long apology on your story now just looks so stupid.
It's like, right, and it's very much like groveling, but I don't understand why even tweet it in the first place? Why even do it? If you do like Taylor Swift, and you also know that like the fans on Twitter specifically are gonna come after you. Like, that's the whole, like, I also hate this too because
But
now,
it's also, wait, sorry, not to interrupt, but
no, go.
I feel like people always say that, like, oh, like Swifties, they're gonna come at you, like, no matter what you say about Taylor, whatever. But it's the case in which he used it was like just not, what was the point of putting Taylor and Kanye in the same context, like, for clicks? That's just you're asking for people to be like, what the fuck? Like, why the comparison in the first place? Like, it's like, if someone's blatantly going to do that, obviously people are gonna have backlash. Like, people are going to be like, yo, like, you definitely shouldn't be saying that Kanye West, who has been like openly be like, slavery is a choice, and then be like, Kanye over Taylor. Like, what? That's crazy.
It makes no sense. I think one, obviously it's like for attention. I don't know whose attention he's trying to get, but he's trying to get somebody's attention. And I think that what bothers me about this and why I'm glad that we're talking about it now and taking the whole, like, you know, our mutual friends out of it. I think that knowing that like Swifties on Twitter are going to get upset about this and doing it anyway. And then later down the line, like, I'm sure that this is going to be like, oh, well, the Swifties came after me and I needed to, you know, I feel so attacked. I feel so whatever. The Swifties are crazy. It's like, no, you're fucking crazy. Like, you're crazy for tweeting the shit. Like, what are you doing? Like, and again, if he's apologizing, a 12-page thing, I'm drunk, I'm this, I'm that. Okay, whatever. You're an asshole also. Like, sorry. Like, you're an asshole. And I just don't understand that mindset. And then for him to like kiss ass the next day and say shit like, I hope one day to tell Taylor herself how sorry I am. It's like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Like, it's one thing to stick with what you say. People come after you and then you're like, oh, but like, I stick with what I said. Like,
stand on business. Stand on business.
And then he just completely folded. Mm. But, you know, like, I feel like your tweet summed it up perfectly. You're like, I didn't really ever care about him before and I don't really care about him now. And his tweet, you know, he's been known for shit tweeting all the time. So like, dude loves to drunk tweet and then delete his account. So like, this is just
exactly. So it's really no, you know, no sweat, no big deal, whatever. You know, he's sitting 10 feet away from Taylor Swift at the Grammys 6 months ago. And now all of a sudden he's like, fuck off. You know, it doesn't make any sense to me. And it was a bad look and I'm sure he regrets it. Clearly he regrets it. And, I am not a fan of his personally. And so for me, it's really no skin off my back. I don't have to, I'm not a, I, no, nothing lost on me. Cause I don't like
him. Yeah, me too.
And I wasn't a fan of his music really either, which I think surprises people, but there are other artists that he is similar to that I like more for some reason. I think he mumbles when he sings, I'll say it out loud. So that's just how I feel.
I plead the fifth. I really
I know you're a fan. I know you're a fan. Yeah.
I used to be. Yeah.
Early days. It's whatever, you know, it's whatever. We can move on. Whatever he's up to, he can figure it out. It's none of our, you know, just again, keep Taylor's name out of your fucking mouth. Like, why does it have to be in anybody's mouth ever? It's like, none of your, you know, just stop. Just stop.
Especially like a very much potential peer, like someone that you will definitely see in person, probably.
For sure. And probably could have had a good chance, like collaborating with, to be honest. Like Zach Bryan was, you know, for a while, I don't know how much it is now. I feel like he is generally on the rise. And so like the potential collaborations, you know, are endless until you start shit tweeting like that. And it's like, what are we doing here? You're burning bridges that you didn't even know, you know, why you should care about these things. Yeah. So whatever, but he can run off into the sunset, do whatever the hell he wants. I don't care. So that's that. Taylor also seemed unbothered. Went to dinner with Gigi this weekend.
Love. She looked fabulous wearing plaid. She's been loving the plaid.
She's been loving plaid. People are starting to talk. People are starting to chit chat about the plaid. I don't know what that could mean. You know, we're not here clowning for plaid. But it is kind of a coincidence. She's been wearing
for plaid. The album TS12 is going to be called Plaid.
It's called Plaid. Wait, I'm dying though. How about her TS necklace?
I know,
flipping upside down, looking like a 12.
For a second, I was like, and then I was like, no, it's literally just that happens to like those types of charm necklaces all the time. Yeah. I feel like
absolutely.
For a minuscule second, I was like, oh.
No. I got fooled, Gia. I sent it right to you. I went, oh my God. And then I later saw more tweets being like, LOL, we're all so stupid. It was flipped upside down. I said, I didn't even know. I literally was like, she's sending us the most clear message she sent us in like 6 months.
That would have been fucking crazy if she just wore a 12 necklace out.
Crazy. Like so crazy. But no 12 necklace. Definitely a TS necklace. Hanging out with Gigi, our girl Gigi. Love that. They went to a new restaurant in New York called The Corner Store, I think it's called. Hmm. Let me look up the name, actually. And it's relatively new. All the influencers are going there to the point where it almost looks like an industry plant. My friends and I, it's so coincidentally, we're talking about it like that same day before she went.
That's funny.
And,
The Corner Store NYC?
Yeah, Corner Store NYC. And then my friend sent it to me after Tinks was there, and so was Ariel Charnas. I don't know if people follow these influencers. They're New York. Tinks, I know, is more famous, but Ariel Charnas is like a New York influencer. And my friend was like, the way everyone and their mom has been at this restaurant, we need to go. It feels like an industry plan. I said, it's giving Bad Roman. I don't know if you remember when Bad
Yeah,
Roman.
Bad Roman with the fucking meat, with the ravioli or whatever they
Yeah,
were.
with the ravioli and the fucking, it was just like Bad Roman is a restaurant in New York City that also like had, just was flooded with influencers when it first opened. And I've been a couple of times and it is delicious, but it's like, it's very like Instagrammable, like that kind of place. And then so literally 1 hour later is the video of Gigi and Taylor going there. And we were like, you know, she was like, my other friends, Courtney and I have had reservations or Resi notifications set all week, but I guess we can forget about it now. So, you
Yeah,
know,
damn.
who knows? Who
Well, I guess
knows?
I wonder if it's not a if it is worth the hype then if they're going there, you know?
That's what I mean. Like they don't like just do influencer stuff, but it could have been like, you know, maybe Gigi knows someone, got them in their new place. Who knows?
Yeah.
You know, but obviously their business will do well seeing that Taylor was there
Yeah,
over the
I'm
weekend.
glad that
So
she's just chilling in New York, it seems like, because she
me
didn't
too.
go to the game on Sunday. It was at Atlanta. And I mean, I feel like going to, I don't really know what's going on in Atlanta. They do have a good aquarium, which I've heard they have an incredible aquarium that has whale sharks.
Oh, I
Yeah,
love an
but
aquarium. I love sea creatures. I love under the
me
water.
too.
Oh, that's so
Love.
fun. We got to
So
maybe
I was
we
like, oh,
should.
maybe she'll go to see the Georgia Aquarium because it really is like a one of one aquarium, apparently. But unfortunately, but I think fortunately, I think she's probably just like vibing in New York, enjoying alone time, hopefully.
For sure. You know, taking a break from traveling too. Maybe she's working. I mean, you know, she's booked and busy all the time. She might
I
be
know.
working. She might have to get back into like a little bit of a routine because we are kind of you know, we're a couple weeks out from how many weeks now from the tour getting back. So it's let's see, 1, 2, about 3 weeks until she's back on tour, a little less than 3 weeks.
Right.
So, you know, she's, you know, it's one thing to be out and partying, hanging out, whatever. And she's good. Like she can do it like the best of us. But I
Yeah.
do think that eventually, you know, it feels nice to have a routine. Like, you know, wake up, have breakfast, maybe do like a dance class, workout,
Yeah.
whatever, have lunch, journal, write. Like that's what I imagine her days are like. You know what I mean? Like,
Hanging
and
out
just
with her
feeling
cats.
hanging out with her cats, quality time,
I
seeing her
wonder if she's
family.
planning anything like for the first night back. Like,
I
I
am
feel
too. Well, we're gonna
like
know when we
she'll.
go.
All right, duh.
I say because we'll be there.
We'll be there front row.
Guess we'll be there
Except
front
I
row. We just
literally saw a tweet today that said that like one of the front row tickets was
Yep.
$51,000.
I know, I saw that too. And I went, no fucking way. And then I looked on our end and it was not the case in the one that I looked at.
Yeah.
But you know, we gotta keep our head on a swivel. Oh,
I was like, oh.
that's a good thing I can bring up while I'm here, actually. I can ask Dave to his face and be like, bitch, what are we doing?
What is the
Are we
tea,
going or
Queen?
what? Yeah,
No.
tell me tea. But no, we're fine. We'll be fine still. We're still in good shape. So no worries. But yeah, so I think spending some time in New York, obviously, ooh, especially New York in the fall. Oh
Perfect.
gosh.
Today was so beautiful when I got home. I got home around like 3 o'clock and there was a slight breeze. Just
Jealous.
lovely.
That sounds fabulous. What a
Yeah.
gorgeous day.
I can keep
Damn.
my door, I can finally keep like my window open all night. It's
Oh
just
yeah,
perfect.
that's right. Oh, that's so nice. That's lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's all good, but I am wondering what's going on with our man. What's going on with Trav? I did not
No.
watch. I was traveling all day, so I didn't get to watch the game.
I didn't really watch the game either. I fell asleep on the couch. I was so
Oh yeah.
tired,
Well,
but
we had such a long weekend, to be honest.
I
Like.
know. I did look at some stats. I think he had like four catches.
Yeah.
Like, I think he only had like 30 or 40 yards, something
I
like
saw
that.
that. I saw that same like tweet or stat or whatever. Yeah.
I've been seeing a lot of different discourse about this. I've been seeing that Pat Mahomes hasn't been playing his best.
Yeah.
I've been seeing that they have Rashid Rice and Xavier Worthy, and like they want to pass to them more because like they're these new like
They're
fast
great. Well,
guys.
Xavier Worthy, we love Xavier. He was the first couple of touchdowns in the first game of the season. You know what I
Yes,
mean? He
exactly.
was fantastic.
So they've been like big targets for Pat. So like he's been more focusing on them, and Travis has been like double and triple covered. And then also, but then also people are saying that Pat is focusing too much on them. So when he focuses on them, he doesn't see that Travis is open. So I don't really know what the case is. I've also saw that in Travis's first three games last season, he started off with only like 70 yards or something like that and then took off the rest of the season. So I think, hey, maybe he's just in a slow start. It's the beginning of the season. They're trying to figure out the targets, trying to figure out how much coverage Travis is going to get. They're going to figure it out. It's just the kinks, you know, it's just the little kinks, I feel like.
Exactly. People are also saying that, they don't really need full speed Travis until the playoffs. That's what people were saying.
Yeah. As well. And people are like, oh, he's washed now because he was too busy dancing on stage. He can't play football anymore.
Of course.
Let me remind you that he did win the Super Bowl last year.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, again, Taylor wasn't at the game, so he probably wasn't like feeling like his best, his most comfortable. But even when she's not there, he probably gets her good aura. He just needs like those first couple games and then he'll get going. Like he's the best tight end in the country. There's no way that he's not going to like be picked up more. I feel like they'll figure it out with all the coverage he's getting. I don't really know how you fix that, but.
Yeah, that sucks. Well, that being the best tight end in the whole place.
Yeah, everyone's gonna want to shut you down.
Exactly, like all this coverage, 2-3 people on him at once. Like that's tough. It's like I don't know. I mean, I know football, but I know basketball better in terms of the rules. And whenever there's more people, you know, whenever somebody's good, everybody's on them, and it's difficult. So it's same idea.
But that also means that when you're doubling, tripling Travis, that means somebody else is open. So like right. And the Chiefs did win. Like.
Exactly. Yeah. We're all freaking out for kind of no reason, but also something I wanted to say to the Swifties who are getting involved in the football drama, which we love. We love all that. But I will say there was a video going around of Pat talking to Travis and Travis looking like kind of disappointed or whatever. And everyone was like, huh, they're fighting. Like things aren't going well. Like this is crazy. Like it has to do with Brittany. It has to do with like, you know, Patrick's got a pregnant wife at home and like all this shit's going on. I think that like, there's a time for like the conspiracy theories and the gossip, and watching them talk during the football game is not it. Like they are not gossiping or being petty or catty on the field. Like these are professional players.
Yeah.
And whatever the conversation was, it 100,000% had to do with the game. Like absolutely nothing to do with anything else.
I'm sure Travis was just feeling frustrated. Like he's getting so much, there's so much defense. Like he's having a hard time getting open. Like, what are you supposed to do in that situation? Exactly. Like they're professional football players. They've gone through this a million times.
Yep.
There's no way that even if there is, not saying that there is, even if off the field, that's not it's something
totally.
That in like, look, think about like, I think about like the WNBA and I think they're in the playoffs right now. And either two girlfriends or two wives, they had to play against each other. And like one team, someone wins at the end. Like everything that happens on the court,
on the field,
like you're a professional player, that's there. Everything else is off. Like that's not what they're talking about. No,
it's very silly. It's very silly to think, because also listen to this. I'm going to look it up right now because I actually don't even know. Let's see, Travis Kelce, how much does he make like per game? Okay, so Travis Kelce has how much he's making a year before other ventures. Let's talk about Travis Kelce's NFL salary alone. He is currently on the third year of a 4-year contract that is worth $57.25 million that secures him an annual $14.3 million per season until 2026. And so I need people to understand for real, like, They're fucking around with this kind of money. They're not letting their personal lives affect the game. Like it's too much money on the line worrying about that kind of bullshit. And Pat Mahomes makes even more, by the way. Yeah. So it's like, it's insane to even assume that would be going on. So, but of course people will talk and people will say they're bullshit. They want to blame Taylor. They want to blame Brittany. They want to blame like they're hanging out at the US Open. They're drinking or whatever. It's like, get over it. You know,
Stop.
Be real, be adults. It's like,
they love to, NFL people love to blame Taylor for like everything. I saw like some, like, I don't even remember. There was some like crazy graphic about like Travis like not playing well, and the headline was like, is Travis washed? Like, Everyone is just so like
You know the
aggressively
guys in our
good.
office were saying that when we bet on Travis to get that anytime touchdown and he didn't get it, everyone
Yeah.
was like, oh, you shouldn't bet on Travis Kelce. Like they literally were saying, like, he's washed, he's this, he's that. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, first of all, no, he's not. Like, what are you saying? And
Yeah.
also, like, it's not, you know, it's all circumstantial. Like, it has nothing to do with their skills. It very much has to do with the circumstances of the game. So it's just
Yeah.
like, real life. Take a beat. Let's all take a beat. Let's all
Yeah.
chill.
Let this season play out before we just say like somebody's washed. Like that's crazy to be
Exactly.
like after three games to say that he's like not good. Like I just don't understand that, especially when you can look at the stats from last season and it's something very similar. Like see how it plays out.
Right,
Maybe
exactly.
if they like fucking lose every single game and he sucks, then yeah, and he keeps averaging like 30 yards, whatever, then yeah, you can say maybe he's not that good this season. But like to say that after three games, crazy.
Also, too, I think really what I'm trying to drive home is like the tone of the whole thing is as much as we love you know, reality TV and as much as we love like gossip and all that bullshit or whatever, like this is professional sports. Like this is a different
Yeah.
game. So of course the Swifties on Twitter are all, you know, it's them going crazy about it, but they just need
Always
to
the Twitter Swifties.
cool your jets, Twitter Swifties, cool your
Yeah,
jets, you
yeah.
know, just chill, chill, chill. Other than that, I'm trying to think what else everybody's been up to. I feel
Donna
like
was at the Grotesquerie premiere tonight.
that's right, that's right.
Fabulous in Purple. It's
Looking
funny because
fabulous.
in this interview, it's the E! News interview, and she asks her like, what her or let me rewatch it. What's like a she goes, I also love seeing you and Taylor in the box at these games. What's your favorite thing about her as you guys have gotten even closer? And she goes, yeah, I don't really, it's still new. I don't really have anything profound, thoughts or anything like that. We just have the best time,
I
cheering.
love how she, that's fantastic. I love how she, like, she's always kind of like, yeah, I don't know, she's new. Like, remember when she went on, remember when she went on, like, was it like Kathy and Hoda or
Yeah, and
Hoda
they're like, what's it
and
like sitting
Jenna?
next to Taylor? And she was like, it's fine.
She's like, it's fine. She's like, I don't know, I barely know her. And
But
it's just like hilarious. Like, I love her. I love her. Like,
like,
it's
she's not wrong.
just,
Like, it is still
no, of
new,
course
like,
not.
her being in the box. Like, the season just started. Like, it's been a while since she's been back in there. Like, it's still,
Yeah.
and I'm sure, like, she knows that she kind of has to bite her tongue a little bit when it comes to like dishing out details.
For
So she's
sure.
like, oh, I don't have, she goes, I don't have any profound thoughts.
No, it's hilarious. It's hilarious.
It's hilarious.
I also think too, like, you know, how much are you going to talk about your son's girlfriend? It's like every day,
Yeah.
it's like, I don't fucking know.
And
She's not my
I also
girlfriend.
like, she's at the premiere for her son, like being in
Right.
the show. Like, I'm not exact, like, she's not going to give any profound thoughts. Maybe she probably has profound thoughts about her son being in this
Probably, yeah. Ask her
acting
about his,
endeavor.
right. Ask her about his acting. Ask her about
Yeah.
how he's doing, whatever. I am very interested in seeing that though.
I'm
You
a little
know?
nervous. I'm a little
No,
nervous.
I'm extremely nervous, Jay. Like extremely nervous. But like I have
Know
no
when it comes
expectations
out?
whatsoever. I think it's gonna come out soon if the premiere is now. Let's see.
Right.
Bro,
Grotesque
yeah.
3 comes out September 25th, so 2 days.
My God. Oh, that's on Wednesday.
Tomorrow in
Oh, yeah,
this
tomorrow in
world.
this world. Yeah. That's right. I forgot. It's
So
in Taylor Walk world.
we'll have to see if he's in the first episode or not, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. The interesting
I wonder
stuff.
if they're gonna do like a, how they kind of like Zendaya baited you in for the first Dune. Like, I wonder if they're gonna do that like for Grotesquerie. Like, he's not in it until like the eighth episode or something.
That is so true. I forgot all about that egregious play by Dune to like basically two flashbacks of Zendaya, but she's never actually in the fucking movie.
Yep,
That's
no.
so crazy.
She was
Like
just like
obviously
in
she's all over
one
the
dream
second, but
sequence.
yeah, no, that was that's, I love that. That's so funny. That's so real. God. My God. But yeah, I don't
That's
know.
like
I
kind of
think
it. Honestly, it's been very, very chill. And honestly, I have not been paying much attention to my phone,
I know,
but
maybe that we've been so unplugged the past few days. I have
yeah.
too. And then especially, you know, we're doing this, I got this thing going on. And so I'm not on my phone. Like I haven't been on my phone once all day. I don't
Yeah.
even know what's going on in the world, to be honest.
I
Which
forgot also Travis posted this TikTok, and it's like the commercial, but it's also mashed up with Mudang.
Mudang, what a cutie baby. Oh my God. Oh my
I
God.
don't know why
They
Travis
have
posted this on his TikTok.
They have to stop slapping Mudang in the ass, though. Like, I'm gonna officially, like, I love Mudang. I think it's the cutest, precious, most like sweet angel baby. But stop treating her like she's the, you know how they do that too with like, what is it, like beluga whales? The top of
Yeah,
them.
yeah. They have like
Always
the.
hit. That's what they're doing to her, and they need to stop. Leave her alone.
She's just
Stop.
so like bouncy that I feel like
She
when
is
you
so
slap the
bouncy.
butt, it just moves. I know, but they really do. They're just constantly trying to like move her around, and
I
she's just
know. It's got
wiggling
to be
out of their grip.
uncomfortable.
She's really cute. I'm obsessed with
She's,
her, honestly.
yeah, I know you're obsessed with her, and I love it. I'm obsessed with, like, I see all my Mudang content because you're reposting all of
Oh,
it. Like,
perfect.
that's how I see it. But yeah, so I would say as far as like the upcoming weeks and things that are gonna be happening soon, it seems like everyone's kind of taking a breather. Everyone's just
Yeah.
focusing on their work, on their stuff, on their job. Here, let me go look at and see what the next in my I go on my bookmark where I have all those all the games, you know? So we had
The
the 22nd.
Chargers next week at Chargers.
At the Chargers. So, oh, and we talked about this last week too. So that was at the Chargers, which is great. And then they're home again on October 7th. And then they have a bye week after that. So yeah, so we'll see. Maybe Taylor goes to another home game. Maybe she has a good time. Maybe she brings some friends. You know, also something to note, she went out to dinner with Gigi, and I believe it was Gigi's daughter's birthday. I don't think if it was like literally that same day, because I saw Zayn posting like a happy birthday to their
Yeah.
daughter. I think she posted one too. So it could have been like a, you know, she celebrated her birthday with a daughter, and then maybe it's like mom's night out, like a celebration. Like I've been a mom and I'm
Yeah.
great. Love
That's
Gigi
cute.
for that.
I
So
love
yeah.
Gigi. I love Gigi. I think she's like one of clearly one of Taylor's like closest friends. I think she's just always been so cool, and I also just love Bella Hadid so much, and I think ipso facto makes me love Gigi Hadid so much.
For sure, for sure. Quickly before we go, we do have to address, of course, our DraftKings parlay this week was thwarted yet again, this time by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And I'll tell you something, everyone says it was like one of the biggest upsets in sports.
Yeah, you
Everyone's
know, I
saying it, which
was
does make
like,
me feel better, I guess. But like, you know, what the fuck? We were so hot, we won.
we really just can't catch a we can't catch a break with these like once in a lifetime. Oh, the biggest upset. Oh, the one game where Travis doesn't have more than one catch, whatever, blah
It's
blah. It's
like,
like
what the
always something.
fuck?
It's always something. But you know, I feel like we just gotta after this weekend, like it was a good weekend to wash it all away, and then next week, like we'll really get the ball rolling. We'll have more time to think about like our like bets and what we're really gonna put in. So I'm excited for Thursday's Draft Queens.
Me too.
But yeah, it was pretty brutal. Honestly, I put like a like $10 and I was like, damn, like I knew I should have put five.
Right. It's always tough when you do that, when you feel so confident and it's like, damn.
I was really feeling it. And I
Yeah, I thought so too. Everyone I talked to on the side, everyone that saw it, people coming up to me being like, oh, great, great parlay. Can't wait to see, like, whatever. So, you know,
just
that's
like
just
Travis, we're working out the kinks.
exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. So no worries. Keep riding with us. We love doing Draft Queens, and it does get us into the football mindset, which is fantastic. We
Yeah,
love that.
definitely.
Oh my God, though, speaking of football Sunday, because I didn't watch any because I was traveling the whole day for some reason, I want to talk about the fucking Cape Air flight that I took
Oh my God.
from Martha's Vineyard to Boston. It was like it has nothing to do with football, but this is just it reminded me because it was on Sunday. I went from Martha's Vineyard to Boston and then right to Chicago was my layover. And I've never been on a tiny like prop plane that only has like eight seats on it. It's fucking crazy. And I was so hungover, Gia, and not prepared for this to happen. Like I
Yeah.
didn't know that I was like walking up. I had my suitcase. Gia, they stored my backpack in the wing of the plane because it
Oh, it's
didn't fit by my
crazy.
feet. Like, no, you couldn't bring anything in like the actual plane. So they like put, you know, my laptops. I'm
I
looking literally.
literally feel
Looking at
like
my
you're about to fly
laptop
the
from the
plane.
plane. What's that?
You feel like you're about to fly the plane.
No, straight up. Like I have a video of us landing the plane and I'm directly behind the pilot. Like it was insane. And like, thank God it was all fine. But I was like, if I wasn't so hungover, I think it would have been like a cool experience because I was so hungover and so anxious coming into Chicago and this game and everything that I was like, I'm gonna like, t here we go. I'm going down. Like, this is it. This is what's gonna happen. Like I was
was
screaming and I'm fanning myself the whole time. It was
Oh
great.
God.
I've never
was
really been
so proud
afraid
of
of
all
that.
the early risers on Sunday because God was that tough.
Oh God. Yeah, it was bad. I was hurting. I was not doing okay. But yeah, so I had to share that airplane experience. I talked about it on my TikTok and I gotta talk about it here. It's really been like rattling me ever since. Like, so
No,
now I know.
it's eye-opening. Like, I don't even understand how Cape Air is like a airline, you know? You would think it's more of like a
Right.
private thing.
100%. I was talking about it before around Swifty Dave, and he said, "Oh yeah, when we take private planes, it's usually like the plane's kind of like that." I was like, "Really? Like, you know, with your head bouncing off the top? Like, I don't know." Crazy shit.
I don't think private planes are like the Cape Air plane.
No, that's why I said I almost was like, "Are you sure?" Because what I was on was not like, I've seen pictures of you on the private planes, and it did not look like
You
that.
look
Like,
pretty comfortable on that.
no. Like, I was a sardine. Like, you know, it was me and like Joe's dad. It was like me, Joe's dad, Joe's sister-in-law, and one of his best friends. And we were just like, you know, let's all hold
Hilarious.
hands and hope that we make it through. Like, it was
Oh,
crazy.
God.
But yeah, it was all
I'm glad
good.
you made it in one piece.
Yeah, me too. Me too. But Christ almighty. But yeah, all right. I think that's about it. Short episode a little bit today. I'm seriously brain dead. And thank you, Gia, for popping on so late. We had to wait until the end of the day to record anything. So this is good. We have our pre-recorded episode for Thursday that we're going to put out, and we'll also have draft queens. We're going to save, I think we said this last episode, but we're going to save voicemails for when we're all back together. So keep calling in for the voicemails. The number's all over the place. And we will get back to those next week.
Yep.
Until
Thursday, it's
then.
a good Speak Now deep dive. It's
Yes.
it was very fun. So I'm excited for
Very
you.
good. Nice and long. You'll love it. So it's fantastic. But all right, we will see you guys on Thursday.
Love you guys.